So we have some musical guests here, as everyone knows. The first sort of hour, 45 minutes to an hour of the Drew Marshall Show, now affectionately referred to as the David Peck Show, focuses on music. And we've got a group here, a band with us here today. There's about 17 of us in the studio right now. It's a
busy room.
It's a little crammed and a little warm and a lot of smiling going on. So I'm going to introduce this band. Well, they're going to introduce themselves with their first song, and then we're going to have a conversation. So here you go. The Cherry Trees Band, live on the Drew Marshall Show.
Just going to kick this off and tell you a little bit about this song. This song is called 300 Feet, and it's a bit of an anthem for us. 300 feet is how deep you need to dig to drill a deep-capped water well in Africa. And the song, if you listen closely to the lyrics, addresses the desperate need for fresh water in many parts of the world. This is a humanitarian storm that is getting terribly severe, particularly as the global warming is affecting the sub-equator type countries. The unbearable heat is tough for most people, but when you have no water, it just makes life that much more difficult. So this song is called 300 Feet, and it features our great drummer, Jim McMahon, on the bongos. We hope you like it.
Beyond a whisper, not a secret, a dark reality. Living in our shielded worlds, we're blind as blind can be. The millions go without enough, is well we are aware. We choose to look the other way, a world of empty stares. We can be their rivers, and we can be their streams. We can fill their cups, my friend, beyond their wildest dreams. The answer lies below their shoes, beyond what you can see. Look deep into the ground, my friend, look down 300 feet. Crying and there's pain awash, the well of an heaven. It's time to act together now to avoid the coming storm. How many children will die before we all believe? How many years will pass us by until we finally see? But we can be their rivers, and we can be their streams. We can fill their cups, my friend, beyond their wildest dreams. The answer lies below your shoes, beyond what you can see. Look deep into the ground, my friend, look down 300 feet. Just 300 feet, 300, 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 300 feet. Mother Nature leaves her mark across the planet whole. Her storms and fires and devastation are well beyond control.
We can change the world, my friend. A village at daytime. Doesn't cost a ransom, just nickels, cents, and dimes. We can be their rivers, and we can be their streams. We can fill their cups, my friend, beyond their wildest dreams. The answer lies below your shoes, beyond what you can see. Look deep into the ground, my friend, look down 300 feet. Just 300 feet, 300, 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 300 feet.
A smattering of applause, and only because there's about, only about three of us here in the room. Thanks for that. Steve, why don't you, Cherry Trees Band, why don't you introduce everyone, and let's have a little bit of a chat. A group of volunteers, Team Aqua, 30 people, I think, but there's only five of you here today. Tell us a little more, and introduce as you go.
Well, first of all, let me introduce the band. We've got our great drummer and on the bongos today, Jim McMahon. We've got Chris McAleer on the bass. We've got Jake House on lead guitar, and we've got Janet K. Atkinson on vocals.
And who are you?
I'm Austin Matthews. I've got a sore shoulder, but I thought I would take to the studio. I'm Steve Mallory.
Excellent. And so tell me a little bit, before you go into your next song, tell me a little bit about who this band is, and maybe even a little bit about the name, the Cherry Trees Band. I mean, I can go a few places with that, but tell us a little bit about that and the motivation behind what you guys are doing. Oh, and by the way, let's get the plug in right now, December 3rd, Monday night, Hughes Room Live. You guys are going to be playing, and it's a fundraiser, and I'm sure we're going to hear more about it. So check that out online, Cherry Trees Band at Hughes Room Live on December 3rd. So yeah, tell us a little more.
Well, thank you, David. And first of all, thanks to you for picking us for your show, and thanks to Drew.
No,
and,
great to have you.
It's just such an honor to be here. We are a group of about 30 people, and we're made up of business people and humanitarians and fundraisers and so on, who came together to decide that we were going to raise money for charity. And so we brought a bunch of us together that used to play in a rock band, and we decided to name the rock band the Cherry Trees Band because it rhymes with charity. So the big group of us for this particular project is called Team Aqua. And Team Aqua is made up of a whole number of people, Rob Peacock, who's a fundraising expert, and James Toccacelli, who's a PR person, and Simon McCaffrey, who's runs C7 website, who gave us his web service. And we've got Klaus Ulig, who designed our logo for us, and we've got Jill Mallory on finance. We've got social media people, Kyle Greiner. We've got Lindsay Bodrug.
Can any of those people sing?
Graham Mallory. I think they may sing as well as we do, maybe even better, but
they weren't available today.
Just so wanted to mention their names because...
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, this is pretty amazing. And so it's a group of, and we'll go a little bit deeper in the conversation, but it's just a group of like-minded people who wanted to make a bit of a difference and got together. And you're all it sounds like a bunch of corporate folk. Any construction workers in that mix?
I'm not aware of that.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
We're all business people, and we're all leveraging our networks and our contacts, and we've come together to raise money for...
It's remarkable the people who've gotten behind your initiative before, some of the sponsors you've had, and I encourage people to check you out, mostly on Facebook, right? That's where they can find out a lot about you?
Facebook, but Facebook takes people to our website.
Oh, great.
May I plug it?
Yeah, go right ahead. So it's an extra fee, but go right ahead.
It's thecherrytreesband.com, and you'll see all our great sponsors, all the people that have really made this happen. And our goal for Team Aqua is to drill 10 water wells in Africa, and I'm really pleased, David, to say that we're at 7 wells.
Wow, okay, so you're well on your way.
Yeah.
What have you got for us? What's song number two? What are we about to hear?
Well, this is a song, I'm just going to get my harmonica. It's a song about... that experience that many of us have had. We're out in the country on a warm summer night, looking up at the bright stars, and kind of wondering up at those stars what our place in the world is. And this song features Janet Kay and Atkinson and her lovely voice on lead vocals.
I was really actually hoping to play the harmonica, but I'll let you take it, Steve. I might step all over your song. I think that. if I was coming. I've always wanted to play the harmonica. What about you, Shauna? No clarinet.
No.
Oboe.
No.
Bassoon.
The soundboard.
Flute. The soundboard. Nice. I like it. All right. What's the name of this one again, Steve?
This song is called Light.
The galaxy of light, and something special caught my sight. The run of a falling star. And as the star sped on its flight and lightened up the country night, noticed that it shone so bright. It seemed to go on forever. And when I'm blue, I go out in the night, lying back and gazing at the sky. And I've been watching stars all my life, waiting for the one for me that's right. The star sped on its flight and lightened up the country night. I noticed that it shone so bright. It seemed to go on forever. Soon the star had left my sight, with all its power and its might. And I wish that I could shine so bright in the eyes of someone special. When I'm blue, I go out in the night, lying back and gazing at the sky. And I've been watching stars all my life, waiting for the one for me that's right. I go out in the night, lying back and gazing at the sky. And I've been watching stars all my life, waiting for the one for me that's right.
And that is Light. Check the CherryTreesBand.com. That's trees, T-R-E-E-S, band.com. They're going to be at the Hughes Room live on December the 3rd. You can catch them there. They're raising money for clean water. It's something that we all, it seems to me, take for granted many times throughout a day. So check them out. Come out and see them live. You can also get their music on Spotify. And we're back live to a studio that's the temperature is rising, and I'm actually, that's metaphorical, I think. I'm not sure. But Steve is here today with the Cherry Trees Band. We're going to step into our third song. Why don't we just go right to the music, Steve, and then and we can chat a little more after. Take us into the third song. Been a lot of chit-chat so far, so let's sure. hear a little more music.
Sure. This song, David, is on our second album. The album's called Aqua. Our two albums are on Spotify. This song was actually recorded by a good friend of ours named Kevin McGroarty and his band. It's sung through the eyes of a young girl in a village in Africa, and I hope your listeners can imagine what it's like to be a young girl whose sole purpose is to collect water, walking hours daily through dangerous conditions, collecting unclean water for her family. Unfortunately, David, this is the reality that many girls and women in the developing world face. And they don't go to school. They're really trapped in this life of theirs. So this is a little song that we wrote. It's a bit of a rocker. It starts out slowly, but if you can listen to the words, it's actually sung through the eyes of a young girl and doing what she has to do. So I don't think I sound like a young girl, but it's the words are supposed to be coming from a young girl. I went down to the river to fetch the town some water. I carry buckets on my head just like the other girls and daughters. But I got down to the river and the water was brown. I gotta keep on fetch until the sun goes down. One, two, one, two, three, four. I came down to the pond where the water was a-stinkin'. And we all got sick when I brought it home for drinking. And where people wash their bodies, we drink water from the river. Getting diarrhea and cholera and typhoid fever. 'Cause I'm thirsty, thirsty, fill me up. 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 One, two, three, four. Cause I'm thirsty, thirsty, fill me up. 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 One, two, three, four. I've been walking in the sun and I'm getting mighty tired. My feet are so hot, they gonna catch on fire. But I wanna go to school, wanna get an education. But they tell me that I gotta fetch a water for the nation. 'Cause I'm thirsty, thirsty, fill me up. 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 One child dies every 21 seconds from a water-related illness. Lack of access to clean water and sanitation kills children at a rate of a jumbo jet crashing every 4 hours. $443 million school days are lost every year due to poor sanitation and lack of clean water. Gotta help our friends. We gotta help our friends. We gotta help our friends. One, two, three, 'cause I'm thirsty, thirsty. Thursday, Thursday, fill me up. Yeah, Thursday, Thursday, fill me up. Thursday, Thursday, fill me up. Oh, I'm Thursday, Thursday, fill me up. Thursday, Thursday, fill me up. Thursday, Thursday, fill me up. Thursday, Thursday, fill me up.
Thanks, guys. That's the Cherry Trees Band live here on the Drew Marshall Show, Saturday, November the 10th, isn't it, Chana? It's we're going to talk a little bit about Remembrance Day, I think, before the day is out. So I was watching the bongo player. Is that Jim? Is that Jim over there in the band? I don't know if you guys can hear him, but I looked up and all I saw that he was doing was playing with his left thumb. And I'm thinking, wow, is that really all you got to do to play the bongos? You don't even need a finger. You just need a thumb. It's a great instrument. And thanks to you, Jim, for keeping the beat and for all of you coming out. Who's the songwriter in the group? Is it sort of a collective thing, inspired by going on trips? Tell me a little bit more about some of that, Steve.
Yeah, I do the songwriting. We share the duties with some of our guests. And when we go into the studio, it's all of us that record together. So we kind of do it piecemeal, and these songs have been put together over the years. And as I said, the latest album was called Aqua, and that was written last year and this year, and it took a little over a year to put it together.
This last song that you did, I actually went back to. I'm old enough to remember Simon and Garfunkel. You know, Paul Simon, for the younger folk in the group, you may have heard of him. Anyway, back in the 60s, I believe, they did a song, Silent Night, Holy Night. And when you started to sort of speak while the beat was sort of still playing in the background, I don't know if you remember that, but they end the Wednesday morning, 3 a.m., the album, early album. It was Baroque, folk rock, just starting, beautiful melodies, Sound of Silence, the list goes on, and Silent Night, I believe, Holy Night, I think it's on that album, and they have a newscast that's read in the background while Silent Night is playing, and they're slowly getting louder, and the news is getting worse, and it's just this beautiful sort of juxtaposition and just real deep contradiction. And I think that was early on, it was before I discovered Bob Dylan, and I was pretty young, and I started to see that this thing called music wasn't just about melody, right? It was about message and about speaking to others and about a narrative. So I really appreciate that about you guys. So your last show at the Hughes Room Live sold out, yes?
It did. Yes, we were really fortunate. We had corporate sponsors that gave us enough money to drill a whole well, and we had a whole bunch of those, and those people got a bunch of tickets. So we had friends, we had admirers, and it really started out, David, when you and I first met with a goal to drill two wells, and we ended up in 2015 funding five wells, which, according to the Global Aid Network, feeds 5,000 people with fresh water.
Now, is it one country that you guys focus on, or is it sort of, do you get to choose that as donors? How does that all play out?
Well, let me give the credit to the charity that we really support. And I mean, we're here because of this charity that we picked, and they allowed us to represent them, and we're really honored to be able to represent the Global Aid Network in Canada. And I mean, just a little bit about what they do, David. This is an incredible organization. And, you know, in the big scheme of things, we hope to fund 10 wells this year. And we're really proud about that. And when I say we, I mean the sponsors and everybody who's been part of the process. But when you focus on the Global Aid Network, they are an incredible organization. They have drilled 1,861 wells to date, focusing on a number of countries, particularly Benin, Ethiopia, Tanzania, Thailand, and Togo. And when you consider what they do, they not only provide fresh water, and one well provides enough water for 1,000 people for 25 years, but they follow up with hygiene and sanitation training, clean water. They teach gender respect in some of these countries.
It's all connected, right?
It's incredible work.
It's
capacity
building. It's you know, you might have clean water, but if you don't have clean hands, that doesn't always work too well in the long run. So it sounds like they're holistic in their approach. I don't know a lot about them, but appreciate that you guys have come alongside them. Have any of you actually been able to visit some of the countries, or have you gone on a tour of Southeast Asia to check out some of the wells that you've drilled? Or tell me about that.
Well, I think that's in the works, but not yet.
Oh, okay. All right. So you'll contract out a private Learjet, no doubt. Yeah, a few roadies. Yeah, the whole team will go, all 30 of you. Yeah.
We apparently have the soccer stadium in Tanzania booked for a show next week, but we're not able to be there.
You're not able to be there. Yes, some corporate engagements are holding you back, no doubt. Yeah. Yeah, I want to hear from every one of you what you do, you know, to make a living too. But let's go to I think our fourth song. Why don't you take us down that road and we'll get back to it shortly.
So I mentioned that some of the songs are collaborative, and I was very fortunate. I think I didn't mention in the last song, Thursday, that was helped. Kevin McGrory and I wrote that song together, and this song is called Freedom. And it was co-written with a good friend of ours named Albert Master Martino. I hope he's listening. It's about people who are trapped in their particular realities, whatever it is, a relationship or they're in a bad way, and they find their way to freedom. They find a way of resolving their desperation. And this is somewhat, David, analogous to really what's happening when we are able to fund a well and the good people at the Global Aid Network drill one of these wells. The pictures that we see of the faces of the people are so compelling. The absolute joy and wonder that we see in their faces kind of drove us to write this song, and it really speaks to this whole issue of freeing them up from them being trapped, you know, living in these worlds where, you know, I'll just throw out a statistic here, that there are, as I mentioned, there's 443 million school days lost every year due to poor sanitation and health. And interestingly, when you provide a village with water, fresh water, your population of students almost doubles, because now the girls come to school. Plus, you're getting the people that are sick, the people that are plagued with, whether it's diarrhea or cholera or typhoid fever. And so it just changes the whole complexion of a village when a well is drilled. And, you know, we kind of capsulized it with this song called Freedom. We think the good work that the Global Aid Network does provides freedom for these folks. Kick us off there, Jimmy. Picture a time and a place, when you see it in their face, you know it's really over. It would be a moment in time that would stick out in your mind like a happy childhood memory. Like a champagne surprise, you would see it in their eyes, like a kid with first prize, like a sweepstakes millionaire. Have you ever given a buck to a man down on his luck? I wondered how he's gonna spend it. Have you ever tried to be heard like a jackhammer and a bird? Felt like a hitchhiker in the rain. Imagine spending time in jail with no one to post bail for a crime you didn't do, an innocent convicted. One, two, three. Freedom, 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 freedom for the soul. Don't you lose yourself along the way. You gotta clap your hands up high and say, freedom, freedom. Remember love your first time, talking hours on the line, and the letters holding hands and laughing. What about the kid we all knew? Ugly duckling recluse, a high school corridor pariah. They'd always be scarred by those who broke their hearts, waiting for a part in a play that never happens. One, two, three. Freedom, 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 freedom for the soul. Don't you lose yourself along the way. Gotta clap your hands up high and say, don't you lose yourself along the way. You gotta clap your hands up high and say, freedom, freedom.
Nice. Freedom, the Cherry Trees Band, thecherrytreesband.com, coming soon to a, I was going to say to a theater near you, but coming soon to the Hughes Room Live, not so far away from everyone, pretty much, in Toronto, Bloor sort of...
Bloor and Dundas.
Bloor and Dundas area. Hughes Room Live, check them out, Monday, December the 3rd. You can catch the Cherry Trees Band there. Yeah, it's really about access, isn't it? It's really, freedom is really, it seems to me, about access. Somebody once described poverty to me as a lack of opportunity, and I think that's a pretty holistic, and I mean, it's a lot more than that, it seems to me, but it's a not a bad place to start.
So Sean, I screwed it up.
It wasn't Wednesday morning, 3 a.m. I believe that was Simon and Garfunkel's first album. It was Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme, a big hit for the younger folk in the room, I'm sure.
Oh,
you're all going to
sure.
rush home and punch that up on Spotify, no doubt. But the Silent Night, Holy Night is on that album. You got to check it out. 1966. How crazy is that? How crazy is that? I was born in, great song, great album. And anyway, Silent. You guys are storytellers, it seems to me. And are you all bankers? Let's hear from some of you. Like, it just seems like there's a lot of money in
Jim's
this room.
Jim's a banker.
Jim's a banker. Okay.
I'm a former banker.
You're a former banker? Okay.
I use a bank.
You use a bank? Same. I got it.
Yeah. I have no money in a bank. So.
You have no money bank or anywhere for that matter, Steve? Yeah. You making a whole lot of money off the royalties on cherry trees? Is that... Is that a possibility? It's not happening.
No, joking aside, all our money 100% goes to the Global Aid Network.
So you guys paid for the white limo yourselves today? Was that
yeah? We're billing that to you.
Okay, excellent. I'll forward it along to Drew. Let's make sure he gets that.
Yeah, I used to work for one of the banks for for years and years. I'm now retired, so the things take up my time now are golf and music.
Nice, and playing the drums with your thumb.
With my thumb.
Yeah, I like it. Are you actually like a drummer, like the full-on kit kind of drummer?
Some people might agree that I'm a drummer. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. So these are like your portable drums.
That's correct.
Yeah. Who's your favorite drummer?
Oh.
Do you have one?
Wow.
You a Rush fan?
Question.
I think drummer, I think of Neil Peart. I just think of all those drums and surrounded by cymbals, basically.
I'd have to say John Bonham.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Just
excellent.
The musical tone he used to get out of his drums.
I'm picking on the young people in the room today. Does anyone know who that is? But anyway, let's. I think we've got one more song. We've got a final song. And now will everyone get to hear these and more, I guess, at Hughes Room Live on the 3rd? Is that the plan?
We will rock these up a bit. So what you're hearing is the acoustic version. We're actually a rock band, and Jim was a little modest in what he said. He is a drummer par excellence, and he has a kit, and he's a real good rock drummer.
Excellent. What's the name of the next song?
Well, the song is called Tell Me, and a little bit of a story on this one. It started out as a rocker, and having said what I just said, the more we played it, the more we liked it quieter and quieter. So we actually turned it into a little bit of a country song, and you'll have to decide whether it has that twang to it. The lyrics are about trying to reach out to that person or that being that won't talk to you and won't tell you what you want to know. And it features Jay Kause on lead guitar, who recorded his guitar part with a bit of a country twang to it. I don't know what you want me to do. I don't know what you want me to say. I can't tell what you want me to do. I can't tell what you want me to say. You won't tell me what I'm looking to find. You don't want to know the state of my mind. There's a reason why you won't talk to me. There's a reason why you won't let me see. I can't tell why you won't talk to me. I can't tell why you won't let me see. You won't tell me what I'm looking to find. You don't want to know the state of my mind. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll do what you want me to do. I can't tell what you want me to do. I can't tell what you want me to say. You won't tell me what I'm looking to find. You don't want to know the state of my mind.
I'll do what you want me to do. I'll do what you want me to do.
That is the Cherry Trees Band, and you can check out more about them at thecherrytreesband.com, spelled as it sounds, it seems to me. Is that about right, Steve?
Yes, it is.
So that's a little bit of a taste of what you're going to be able to see and hear and take part in at the Hughes Room Live on Monday, December the 3rd. Check it out. And if you can't get out there and you've been compelled to donate today and to the cause, to Team Aqua and to GAIN and to the work that you know, you guys are behind and supporting. You can do that through the website as well. Appreciate your passion and your commitment, and a little concerned that there's so many bankers in the group, but we'll have to leave that for another conversation for another time. Thank you guys for joining us here today. It's been a pleasure having you in the studio.